Hey, good morning, everybody. I had a message that was too good not to share as far as helping somebody else that I hope will resonate with you as a way to make your day better. The message is all about anger, right? And how that tends to be an anchor to so many of us. That's right. Anger is our anchor. And there's a quote that I'll include here that a wise man once said as far as anger is a punishment that we give to ourselves, because of somebody else's mistake. So if you think of it that way, I don't pretend to be some type of hippie and tell you that, you know, there's never going to be a circumstance in your life, either professionally or personally, that's going to present, you know, a reaction of anger to you. But what I'm saying is if you find a way to identify what your triggers are, and Lord knows we all have different ones, but a bunch of us, especially in the law enforcement industry, have similar ones. If you find a way to identify what your trigger is, sort of like what an addict has to do, an addict has to know what their triggers are and what their frustration tolerances are. If you find a way to identify what those triggers are, you'll be able to effectively deal with them. And what I always recommend to do is to harness that energy toward a constructive outcome. I tell people all the time, you know, you cannot control actions and certain type of ideologies of other people. And Lord knows that's going to frustrate you. I know I'm no different than you or anybody else. What I found to be the most effective way to deal with it, though, is to harness that energy where I used to have, and I still do. I'm not perfect. I'm a work in progress. I say that repeatedly. But I try to take that those reactions that I have and know that I'm in control of my reaction to their action. I may not be able to control the action, right? But I could always control my reaction to it. And I'm not saying I always do well, and I'm not saying I always succeed, but I've identified a way to be effective. And, you know, the way it was always explained to me is you're only operating on literally, if you had, you know, an 8-cylinder motor, you're only operating on 4 cylinders when you let anger and frustration guide your reaction. Anytime you feel that overt and that, you know, that that you're about to expel that as your reaction to what's coming in, try to harness that energy toward a constructive outcome. Identifying what your triggers are. I always say this, you know, studying human behavior when it comes to the game of interdiction is key, right? Getting good at observing different reactions to your presence. We say that all the time. Some of, you know, the instructors here, you know, between Kenny and Brad and Dennis and Rob Ferreira, these guys that always preach that, and they are the elite in the game as far as that's concerned. What I'm saying is you have to also learn to study your own human behavior, right? Become a pro at understanding your own reactions to the presence of incompetence, to the presence of narcissism, to the presence of cynicism, to the presence of, you know, poor leader behavior, to the presence of not treating each other well. I always say if you identify your own triggers, you'll be able to operate at your most efficient level. I say this all the time. You cannot expect to get good or better from anyone else, your loved ones, your colleagues, your fellow officers, until you're operating at the most efficient model of yourself. Love yourself before you learn how to love other people. That's the only way you're going to get good at this game. Understand anger. Remember it this way. A wise man once said, anger is nothing more than punishment. And punishment that you're gifting to yourself because of somebody else's mistake, somebody else's inaction, somebody else's inept, somebody else's frustration. Think of it that way. Be safe. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. Have a great day.